I'm John A. Torres, and welcome to a special and happy update episode of Murder on the Space Coast, Left to Die. Crosley Greene is home. He may not be home for good, but at least he's home for now. And here's how it all went down. If you remember, Crosley's lawyers argued before the 11th Circuit Court of Appeal in Jacksonville on March 11th, 2020. That hearing was the state's opportunity to argue that a lower federal court was wrong in overturning Crosley's 1990 conviction and granting him his freedom if the state did not choose to retry him within 90 days. Well, it's now May 2021, and that court has yet to issue its ruling. But in April 2021, just a month ago, Crosley's lawyers filed a petition with the Middle District Court of Florida asking for his release. After all, they argued, he'd been in prison for more than 2 years now after, well, let me repeat that, 2 years after his conviction was overturned, he remained in prison. Plus, they argued, his age and his health put him at great risk of contracting the COVID-19 virus. Lastly, he'd recently been exposed to tuberculosis and was being treated. In typical fashion, Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody responded by saying Crosley should remain in prison and even used the ludicrous argument that he would be safer behind bars. Yeah, she said that. On April 7th, 2021, Judge Roy B. Dalton Jr. of the Middle District Court of Florida ruled that Greene be released, subject to house arrest until the appeal was ruled on. I caught up with Crosley at the home of his late sister and her husband, where he will be staying for the foreseeable future. The home is near the Titusville Airport, and every once in a while you'll hear a plane go over us while we speak. My apologies.
Man, when I saw you last, it was the day before your hearing.
Yes.
Last March,
yes.
10th or 11th.
Yes.
And you were full of hope, I thought, but you were, you know, like reserved. You were keeping it.
Yes, yes.
You were keeping it tight, you know.
Keeping it tight. I didn't want to jinx myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And so now, a year later, can you believe you're even here?
I'm just coming around to the fact that, no, I'm pretty, no. Because every morning I get up, I come out, I sit down and I look up and I pray and I look up and, you know, it's a feeling that hard to explain because you never got a chance to do that. You know, all these years, I never got a chance to do that. And to be able to do something like that, man, it's unbelievable.
Have you woken up in the middle of the night or in the morning and just wondered for a second where you're at?
Whew. I can't say I have because lately I've been getting up at the same time that I got up when I was in prison. But this morning, I had to be woken up. So that was something new.
When I spoke to you last in prison, you said that you had sort of become a mentor to some of the younger guys.
Some of the younger guys.
And it may sound weird, but do you miss anything about interacting with them or talking with them right now?
I miss the guys. Those that was that I was really kind of close to. Now, to have guys like, I ain't call no names, but certain guys, you know, that I associate with, it's like I'm a daddy and a father figure like because I'm older. And they comes around, he plays with me like I'm a father, you know. He keeps me joyful, you understand? And he keeps me, man, go sit down. You know how kids are. Kid, go, you know, stuff like that. So I miss that from certain guys,
yeah.
You know?
Sure.
I asked Crosley what it's been like seeing everyone, and his response when talking about his son, well, it made both of us a little emotional, as did the fact that he was living in the house of his sister, Celestine, who passed away.
What has it been like this last few days to see everybody and have everybody close
by? Boy, look at him. I'm just not getting to sleep, but gradually it's working through now, you know? Having my family here, knowing where they're at, and I got a son that, man, I'm going to tell you something. He'd be over here at 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, you know, before he go home. You understand what I'm saying? And it's just been wonderful, man.
Wow.
Really wonderful.
Yeah, he actually texted me and said, do you know who my dad is? I'm like, he goes, so do you think he's innocent? I said, haven't you been reading my stories?
Well, he's really fully concerned about it, old man. Matter of fact, to be honest, I think since I've been here, been home, I'll say, give or take 6 to 8 hours. Give or take, now, he haven't been next to me.
Wow.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
For himself. 6 to 8 hours for himself now. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He haven't been away from me.
Wow.
So, you know, that's something that I'm really happy and proud of, to know that I got a son that's standing by.
A powerful bond.
That's a powerful, powerful bond.
He's not going to want to let you go ever again.
He ain't going to let me go now. You know? He wouldn't let me go now.
Have you shed tears of joy?
I'm still sharing tears of joy. I'm about to tear up now.
Yeah. I have too. I'm an old softy, so. Allergies. That's what it is.
I asked him what's been the best part of being home. Food, TV, music, fresh air?
The love for my family. That's one thing I've been enjoying ever since I've been. TV shows? No. Music? No. The love from nieces, nephews, sons, sisters, brothers. That's the kind of love I've been getting. I mean, I've been getting heavy-duty love.
And this was the home of your sister, right?
True enough.
She passed away, is it?
True enough.
Yeah, you mentioned that in prison. That was one of the big regrets you had, was not...
Yeah, she not being here.
How old would she have been now?
She'd been 64. She'd have been 65 a few months. A few months from now.
She always believed in you?
The one point I wish it was him. But she's not. But see, you have to understand, that's mainly another reason how I got through this. I had a family that believed in me. You know? And once they believed in me, it made me stronger to know I had a family like that. It made me even stronger to know that, listen, man, get yourself together, because you got a family. You, if you know nothing else, you got a family out there that loves you, care about you. So you straighten up some things you got to do, you take care of, and you do it.
It must be hard to be free while an appeal is unsettled, an appeal that could see him return to prison. I asked him about that, and in typically cool Crosley Green fashion, well, he's not worried in the least.
How heavy does that weigh on your mind?
It doesn't weigh on my mind.
It doesn't? Why?
No.
Why not?
Because I truly believe that things are going to work out like it should. And like I said, I got my family still behind me. My family ain't going to never leave me. And my attorneys, they ain't going to leave me. They ain't going to leave me out to dry. You know? They still here.
So you can handle anything?
I can handle anything with what I just said, my family, my attorney, I can't handle anything come my way. But see, not only did them, I got supporters out there that, boy, I'm going to tell you, I've told you that before as well. You know, I take them as family. They can't do nothing but accept them as family, because they was there. I mean, sometimes, you know, every day ain't like ice cream and cake, you know?
Of course, yeah.
And the worst thing a man can have that he should have in prison is a friend. If you ain't got supporters or friends, family and stuff like that, it can sure take a toll on you, you know? And all these supporters I got out there, man, they was a big step for me too.
We talked about a lot of stuff, about him letting go of the anger when he was on Florida's death row, and his attorneys with Crowell and Mooring, who have worked the case for more than 10 years, for free. And I spoke with attorney Keith Harrison, who was there, about the what-ifs and the maybes, and I'll include all that in a podcast once the case is actually finally settled. But I wanted to include this last little bit of Crosley telling me about the one food he has eaten just about every day since getting released.
Hey, man. I tell you what I had the most. Man, I ate about, I ain't gonna say, I don't know exactly, but boy, I've been craving my ice cream taste. Oh, man. I just ate a pint of ice cream before you got here.
What kind of ice cream was it?
Strawberry. I've been eating strawberry ice cream from the day I got here to now.
Is that right, really?
Yeah.
You don't get that in prison, I guess?
No. Well, not you get ice cream, but you don't get what you want.
Right.
And see, I'm an ice cream lover, and I'm a strawberry lover. So I love strawberry ice cream, and I don't have that.
There you go. Enjoy that ice cream, Crosley, and enjoy the time with your family. I'm John Torres, and thanks for listening to this special update of the Crosley Greene story. We'll certainly return once the appeal is ruled on. Take care. Murder on the Space Coast is written and narrated by me, John A. Torres. The producer is Rob Landers, and the editor is Mara Bellaby. Thanks for listening to Murder on the Space Coast, brought to you by Florida Today, a part of the USA Today Network.